This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel increased airstrikes on the Gaza Strip and sealed it off from food, fuel, and other supplies in retaliation for a bloody incursion by Hamas militants as the war's death toll rose to nearly 1,600 on both sides. Hamas also escalated on Monday, pledging to kill captured Israelis if attacks targeted civilians without warnings. In the war's third day, Israel was still finding bodies from Hamas's stunning weekend attack into southern Israeli towns. The Hamas attack on Israel Saturday took most regional powers by surprise, but many analysts say Iran would have approved the assault in advance. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Israeli officials say there is no direct evidence that Tehran directed the attack. Khaled El-Gindi is from the Middle East Institute in Washington.
Hamas is not an operative or a proxy of the Iranian regime. Although there may be convergences of interests.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday he had not yet seen direct evidence of Iranian involvement. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday his country's response would change the Middle East. Did not elaborate on what this meant. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said atrocities committed by Hamas during its attack on Israel mirrored those carried out by the jihadist group Islamic State.
Massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival, kidnapping scores of women, children, and elderly, even Holocaust survivors. Hamas terrorists bound, burned, and executed children. They are savages.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Monday addressed the Hamas attack on Israel and called on President Joe Biden to make rescuing American hostages his number one priority. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
In remarks on Capitol Hill, McCarthy said now is the time for action.
America is grateful for our friendship with Israel. We are a better nation because of it, and we must never shy away from defending it.
The former speaker, who was ousted last week from the House's top job led by a group of conservative Republicans, also called for a five-point plan to assist Israel in its battle against Hamas. Other than rescuing American hostages, McCarthy's plan calls for supplying Israel with more weaponry, ending what he calls U.S. appeasement to Iran, and confronting anti-Semitism. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A mass funeral ceremony for around 300 earthquake victims was held Monday in rural western Afghanistan as families remained trapped in the rubble of their ruined homes 2 days after high-magnitude tremors killed more than 2,000 people. In a village near the epicenter of Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake, followed by 8 aftershocks, white shrouded bodies were unloaded from a fleet of ambulances and laid in ranks as crowds solemnly crossed their arms in Islamic prayer. The Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded on Monday to a female professor at Harvard who studies women's quality in the labor market, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Claudia Golden has won the Nobel Economics Prize for her research that advances understanding the gender gap in the labor market, something she says the U.S. was once the leader in.
Our labor force participation rate for women was the highest in the world. And now it isn't the highest in the world.
Golden found various factors for this after research spanning 200 years, mainly.
There are an interaction between what happens in the home and what happens in the labor market.
The 77-year-old is just the third woman to win the Nobel Economics Prize. I'm Julie Walker.
Organizers of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics want cricket, flag football, lacrosse, squash, and baseball softball added to the event, they said on Monday. The organizers' recommendations are subject to final approval by the International Olympic Committee, with a session set for Mumbai later this month. The Los Angeles Times reported the sports are likely to be approved. Of the five sports, three have never been included in an Olympic program. Flag football, squash, and lacrosse would make their Olympic debut if approved. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.